This is Dr. Jeffrey Weber. I'm a medical oncologist at the Laura and Isaac Perlmutter Cancer Center at NYU Langone Medical Center in New York City. And today we'll be talking about a couple of abstracts that were presented at the European Society for Medical Oncology, the ESMO meeting, which just took place a couple of weeks ago in Copenhagen, Denmark. There were two very important melanoma abstracts that described randomized clinical trials that took quite a bit of time to mature in terms of survival. The first was a study in metastatic disease in which patients received ipilimumab alone as a single agent at either 3 or 10 milligrams per kilogram. This was a study with fairly long follow-up, and the main endpoint here was whether there was a difference in overall survival between the higher dose of ipilimumab or the lower dose of ipilimumab, which is now the standard approved dose in the U.S. at 3 milligrams per kilogram. Interestingly, 10 milligrams per kilogram is the approved adjuvant dose in the U.S., but again, in metastatic disease, we tend to use 3 milligrams per kilogram, which was already FDA approved. The results of this randomized trial of over 720 patients suggest that with a hazard ratio of 0.84 and a p-value of 0.04, that there was an improvement in overall survival for the arm that had the higher dose, although this was at a significant higher rate of toxicity, something like 26% versus 16% rate of grade 3-4 toxicities causing discontinuation, which is not a trivial issue. And there's no question that the treatment at 10 milligrams per kilogram is more toxic. There was about an 8 or 9% difference, absolute difference overall, over time in survival, which is not trivial. Interestingly, the relapse-free survival, or the progression-free survival, rather, was not significantly different at 2.8 months each. So again, what we know about ipilimumab is that it really doesn't change your PFS, but it does appear to have an impact on overall survival, and I think the impact of this result is that for patients who are in very good condition, who have, for example, failed a prior PD-1 inhibitor and are candidates for single-agent ipilimumab, that discussion will need to be held with patients whether you would consider giving them, if it is approved, a dose of 10 milligrams per kilogram. Whether this will be pursued by the sponsor is an open question. The other trial that was very important, that was a randomized trial, was the adjuvant EORTC trial of either ipilimumab at 10 milligrams per kilogram for up to 3 years with an induction phase up to 12 weeks every 3 weeks, followed by every 12 weeks of maintenance for up to 3 years versus a placebo. And those were patients with stage 3A, 3B, and 3C disease. And the survival data were presented. The relapse-free survival data have clearly shown an advantage with a hazard ratio of 0.75. But now we have a survival advantage with a hazard ratio of 0.72. There's no question that there's an absolute advantage of about 11 percentage points over time. The 5-year survival was 65% overall in that study versus for the ipilimumab arm versus 54% for the placebo arm, suggesting two things: that patients without initial treatment actually do fairly well with stage 3 disease with that more than 50% 5-year survival, but more importantly, clearly benefit in survival to giving ipilimumab at 10 milligrams per kilogram for up to 3 years. The average patient only went about 18 months, and that regimen is approved for up to 5 years by the FDA in the U.S. only. In contrast, there was a 41%+ rate of grade 3-4 immune-related adverse events in the ipilimumab arm versus nil, of course, in the placebo arm. And the rate of immune-related adverse events that caused discontinuation was about 1 in 3, so 33%. Again, the issue here is, who would you treat with this FDA-approved regimen, which clearly is effective, versus no treatment, yet has significant toxicity? And I think the answer is it will be used judiciously in patients who have a good performance status, who are the type of patient that would feel comfortable going on this potentially toxic regimen. I think that this is now, of course, an FDA-approved regimen that has had some traction in the United States. It is not FDA-approved, or pardon me, it is not EMEA-approved in Europe yet, and we'll see whether that will be pursued by the sponsor. Overall, two randomized trials, significant toxicity to a high dose of ipilimumab, which we knew before, but clear evidence of survival prolongation, both in the metastatic mode and in the adjuvant mode. In the adjuvant mode, of course, versus placebo. In the metastatic mode, 10 milligrams versus 3 milligrams. This is Jeffrey Weber. I'm at the Perlmutter Cancer Center at NYU, and please do call us with your comments. Thank you very much for your attention.